The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
There are all kinds of new laws going to be taking effect on Monday, January 1st, 2018. Obviously, when new laws are passed throughout the year, they will often have them start either midway through the year, July 1st, but more often than not, they start January 1st. So every January 1st, there's a whole plethora of new laws across the country. New federal laws, rules, regulations, and then state laws and rules and regulations. And then county laws and rules and regulations. And new city laws and rules and regulations. The year is 2017, soon to be 2018. America's been around for 240 years. Lots of states have been around for over 200 years. Many communities, hundreds of years have we existed. And still, every year, we need hundreds and thousands of new laws. Why in the heck do we need this many new laws? Well, the truth is we don't. The reason we have these many new laws that happen all the time is because politicians are looking for something to do. Reasons to justify that they need to be reelected. Well, you know, I made corn the official state grain of Illinois this year. I got that done. We worked on it in my office for many years. People said we couldn't get it done. We had a lot of opposition from the wheat people. But you know, the quinoa crowd wasn't as big, you know, but they had the power in the youth. The youth vote supporting quinoa. But in the end, we determined it was more of a seed and not a grain. And won out with the corn. So official corn of Illinois in 2018. You know, we got it done. And therefore, reelect me, Doc Thompson, to the state legislature. It's stuff like that they do. We don't need all these new laws and rules and regulations. We need fewer ones. Allow the free market to run. Allow common sense. We already have a framework in every state, every different level. Criminal justice. You can sue people civilly if you've been wronged. All of that exists. We don't need all the rules and regulations. Quite often, all it does is cause more problems. It gums up the works. Often they have to have exceptions to those rules. Well, we found out there was a problem when we passed that. You see those stories virtually weekly where people, well, there's a loophole that allows murderers to get off in such and such a state because when they passed the new law, they forgot to add the period at the end of one sentence. And therefore, if you murdered somebody, you know, between the hours of 3 a.m. and 9 a.m., they walk free. So there's an emergency session of the legislature that's going to try to patch that constantly with this nonsense. Let's say 15, 20 years ago, there was a state legislature in, I believe, Illinois, who went to her fellow legislatures and said, I'm sponsoring a bill. This was back in the pager day, Cal. Remember the pager day?
You mean the actual pagers?
Yeah, when we had pagers and not cell phones, and then slowly got the cell phones, you know, had the pager. Yeah, those were my Vegas days. And we had the guy who, you know, every local community had their local payphone or cell phone and pager guy, you know, that had the goofy little commercials. And in Vegas, it was, I am JJ, king of beepers. I'm JJ, king of beepers. Come down and get a beeper. JJ, king of beepers. Well, those were down in the early cell phone and pager days. She went to her fellow legislators and said, listen, we need to ban cell phones in the classroom. Got to ban them. Got to get rid of those things. Do you know what a distraction they are in class?
Of course.
Horribly. Got to get rid of them. You can't have kids with cell phones. And you know what? They're going to use them to cheat on tests.
Absolutely.
They'll do that. It's a distraction. And they're bringing them to class and they're ringing and all of these problems. Got to ban them. And she got co-sponsors. And they took it to the floor and they voted. And it was passed. And they banned him in the classroom. Successful. Ta-da! And I'd be willing to bet she went back to her district and said, got those things passed. Can't have those in the classroom. And that's why you send me back to Springfield. Pretty sure this was Illinois. But 5, 6, 7, 8 years later, this same legislator went to her cohorts and said, we got to rescind that. We need cell phones in the classroom. They were like,
What?
We need them in the classroom. You've seen all these school shootings. My kid's in class. I have a teenager, and I want them to be able to call me if something happens or be able to call the popo. They got to be able to. It's an emergency service. They were like, wow, you're right. They wrote it up, and they passed it and got rid of that. So for a short while, this woman had it banned and then said, no, I was terribly wrong. We can't do this. And what? I'd be willing to bet she went back to her district and said, I got that cell phone ban in classroom rescinded. Why? Because it was a danger to our children. And they're not held accountable for this nonsense. You didn't have to do anything. You could simply leave it up to a teacher to go, hey, shut that phone off.
Or, I was going to say, when they ban them, I mean, they can still put them in their bag or in their pocket. They just don't take them out.
Well, they could still
take
it.
They need a law for that.
Well, exactly. Well, they could, first of all, even if it's banned, doesn't mean they're not taking them to class.
Yeah, they're not.
And you could even have a local teacher go, yeah, I don't care if you bring them. I'm not going to call the state on you. You know, whatever. Not going to tell the superintendent on you or anything like that. And you could have left it up to individual teachers or school districts to go, hey, turn those off, or I don't want you bringing those to class or whatever. And now here we are 15, 20 years later. When they're everywhere, kids take the phones everywhere. It's in the classrooms, I'm sure. And I'm sure there's all kinds of rules and regulations. But that was one example of this person giving a passionate speech and passing legislation. And what was used? Safety and security in both cases.
And taxpayer money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they sold it on the idea of it.
Right.
But yeah, wasted taxpayer money on this stuff. There was a state legislator in Virginia. Trying to remember which one. I don't want to say the wrong name. But anyway, who passed years ago a no texting and driving. Pretty sure it was no texting and driving rule. Got that thing passed. And was busted within the year texting and driving. The guy who sponsored it.
That's and ironic.
His argument, if I remember right, when got busted was, and this shows you why it was needed. Because even I do
see,
it.
You just proved my point, officer.
I do it, so we have to stop me from doing this.
I was testing you. Now, thank you very much. I'll be on my way. Thank you for doing your job.
I have proven why I was right to ban this stuff, because I can't be trusted on the road. How about if you really believe it that much, you just don't do it. You can proceed that way. But unfortunately, they don't. It's nonsense. We don't need it. I mean, a little common sense and some personal freedom goes a long way. Starting Monday, there are a few new laws that will go into effect in the state of Oregon.
Can't wait to hear these.
Take a stab, Cal, at the number of laws, new laws that go into effect in Oregon starting Monday.
At least 100.
A little bit more.
200?
A little more.
500?
No, a few more.
1,000?
750.
750 new laws.
In just
what
Oregon.
What could possibly be?
By the way, when I say in Oregon, I mean at the state level. That's not including what Ben decided to pass or Portland thought was necessary or Salem, you know, the city or any county thought.
Wow.
That's just what they did. That's not federal laws either. It's at the state level. 750 new ones. Yes.
I can't even think of 750 new.
I know, right? Right, exactly. I couldn't come up with 14 new ones if you
needed
them.
Other than don't kill people.
Yeah, we got that one. What else? Don't kill people this way. Okay. Really don't kill people. Okay, there's that. By the way, it's not like for the last 14 years, Oregon has not passed any laws. It's not like, you know, we haven't passed the law in a while. There's a lot of them we've been waiting. Let's do them all this year. And it's not like they'll stop this year.
I bet you they're proud of that number, too.
All the progressives in Oregon.
We passed 750 new laws.
I bet it's in their commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to know about some of them?
Oh, I am waiting with bated breath.
They are the fifth state to now raise the minimum age for tobacco products from 18 to 21.
Okay.
Because that'll stop, you know, obviously, people from using tobacco at 18.
Obviously.
It is the most
18-year-olds will not be smoking anymore.
Yeah, one of the most addictive substances. They'll tell you it's more addictive than alcohol, many actual drugs that are illegal. Yeah, it's more addictive than that. But you're 19, we're bumping it up to 21, and you're going to be like, darn, I guess I'm a non-smoker for a couple of years.
Now.
Sorry. No, sorry. Doesn't happen that way. California, Hawaii, Maine, and New Jersey, all 21.
Smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, by the way, New Jersey, it's not like you're far away from every other state.
Yeah.
Because you can easily just go over in New York and...
Pennsylvania,
you're right
actually
there.
A lot cheaper there, too.
The purchase of nitrous oxide containers. You have to be 18 now, as of Monday in Oregon. You want to buy nitrous oxide containers? Got to be 18 now.
So like a can of Cool Whip?
I don't know if Whippets are part of that.
Isn't that nitrous oxide?
It does have it, but I think they mean just nitrous oxide.
Just alone?
Yeah, if it comes with the whip, I think you're cool. So...
Because kids don't use that to get high. No, they don't.
No, they never did that at the Ashtabula Country Club when I worked there many years ago either. Yeah, that never happened. They have a new expanded motor voter law in Oregon. Motor voter, where when you get your license, you automatically register to vote and so on and so forth. Here's how it works now. When you get your license, even at 16, you can be registered to vote at that time. 16, you can be registered to vote.
Isn't the national law 18?
Yeah, you can't vote till you're 18. But they'll sign you up at 16. Why would they want this? Because in the past, it was 18. Why?
Because of the numbers.
Because of the numbers. They'll sign you up for it.
And then they'll say there's more voters than actually are there.
Could be. But the other thing is, younger people vote more progressive, more Democrat. True. So you get them all. You're already... When do you get your license? At 16? Hey, you're already registered. The upcoming election, you're already registered. You're good to go. So you're on. They don't have to say, oh, go back to the DMV, or you're going to get your driver's license when you're 18 or 17. No.
You're already registered.
Yep. That's the plan for it.
Glenn Beck.